Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
The best of O'Mara.
This is a big news day today.
It is.
Yes, sir. This is a big, big day. Many of you might have forgotten this, but it's happening today. And I'm talking about an amazing event that's happening out west, they'd say. Out in the state of Nevada, where we happen to be traveling in November and where we have a rather significant fan base. And, well, a long time ago in a land far, far away, the United States government allegedly... Do we have any alien music, Rob? Any alien music at all? We allegedly captured some aliens.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, there have been stories for years.
Not people
and
like
years.
Me without papers.
No, legal aliens.
No.
Legal ones.
These are people, space creatures.
Extraterrestrials.
Extraterrestrials. ETs.
As my mom says,
fingers.
El Omni.
Omni. Oh, like the Omni International.
That's what my mom
really?
Calls. That's what
Omni.
She talks.
Omni.
Wow.
Los Omnis or El Omni.
Very, very scary.
Yes.
And the area, apparently, that was named by number by the United States government was Area 51.
Mm.
And earlier this year, there was a campaign on Facebook that, since the government was not forthcoming with the information, that they were simply going to go out there and storm Area 51 to finally find the aliens.
There is a Hollywood legend that Jackie Gleason, the great one, approached President Richard Nixon and asked him about Area 51 and saw alien evidence. I'm not saying this is true.
Well, if I'm going to believe anyone from history,
you gotta believe Jackie
Gleason. Effing Gleason, Rob. Rob, you wouldn't know that fact if it was not a showbiz luminary like Jackie Gleason.
Well, you know why? You know why he didn't tell anyone about the aliens?
Oh God, we're doing a whole Gleason riff now.
What about a little something contemporary?
Why didn't Jackie Gleason?
Independence Day,
Jesus.
Set at Area 51.
That's true.
Right.
That's
yes.
also
yes.
true.
So this is what happened. The way I understand it, and we're going to have a correspondent reporting from Area 51. The way I understand it is nothing really happened online, and then they turned it into a music festival.
Allegedly, they were going to storm the area at 3 a.m. today. So we're going to get a live update, see what's going on.
3 a.m. tomorrow morning or 3 a.m. this morning?
Today.
Well, let's find out. Out in Area 51 right now, broadcasting live. She's going to be on TV there, and we've got her first. Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Hey Fraze, Sarah Fraser, is out from Nevada right now. As we speak, you are at... Have you seen aliens?
Oh, Mike, there are so many aliens out here in the form of humans. It is crazy. You guys can't... you guys would be loving this. I feel like your audience would fit right in. I mean, there are... We met Tripp from Tripton, this crazy alcoholic who has aliens tattooed all over her hands. There is Michael, the paranormal attorney who
sure.
will represent you if UFOs land in your yard. You guys, this has been crazy. People have been arrested. First of all, you did not need to buy a ticket. So the woman that owns Little Alien... Complete scam. People have parked campers all along I-93, up basically from Vegas up to Rachel, Nevada, on this side of the road, cars. I mean, it is crazy.
Oh, I got so many questions. We know we've only got you a short period of time because you got to go on TV. But I have to ask you this. So how far is Rachel, Nevada, where Area 51 is, how far is that from Las Vegas?
It's about an hour and 45 minutes.
So it's a ways. It's a ways
out
there.
Bury a body out there.
And the storming of Area 51 that's supposed to take place at 3 a.m., did that materialize, Sarah?
Now, it was a short yes. There were a few people. Now, as of now, I have not heard of any arrests. I think you guys are probably aware. You're probably aware of the two Dutch YouTubers that were arrested last week, very end of last week. They actually stormed Area 51. They got 3 miles into the facility, into the grounds, before they were detained. We heard they were released from jail yesterday after spending about 5 or 6 nights in jail. Now, I don't know. Reports are very early because the storming happened at 3 a.m. this morning. So we were there last night till about midnight. They were having a concert. I sent Rob Spiewak all the pictures of people in various costumes,
yes.
including ourselves.
Beautiful. Now, I think it's important to point out, Sarah, that the The Dutch YouTubers didn't get very far because it's really tough to cover that desert ground with those wooden shoes. I had to. I knew you were going to say it or I was going to say it. I couldn't help myself.
Not good for sneaking around, Mike. That's a lot of concrete floors.
And they locked him up anyway, even though they presented the security, the military police, with tulips. They still. So the music, is there a music festival going on tonight or today? Hey, what's going on out there, Sarah?
Mike, I would use music festival very, very lightly. There is a stage that was being constructed yesterday from a few local guys whose son had started a band, and they were going to pro bono create the stage. This stage looks that if you had four people on it, it would collapse from within, Mike.
Okay.
I love that. I love that.
Sent BWAC the photo of the stage. It was then covered with a loose white tarp that was flapping all through the desert.
Yeah.
You guys.
Well, anyone will tell you if you want to have a music festival, you need a tarp.
Sarah.
The tarp's important. All right. Go ahead, Oscar.
Sarah, I want to know. I know that you're newlywed. Congratulations once
Bravo.
Again.
Bravo. Congratulations, guys. Sarah. Congratulations.
Thank you.
We've got Andrea Lopez, AJ, in a sham relationship.
What?
Now, I'm just kidding. Oh. They're happily together.
Yeah, you just booked her on the show based on that.
I'm curious from your perspective, because you're great at looking and seeing what's happening in front of you and what's about to happen. Do you see any alien love connections happening while you're out there?
Ooh, well, for AJ and our show or just in general? Because let me tell you, there's a lot of odd things happening here.
On the heels of Woodstock, right?
Yeah,
I know where you're getting
at. Just in general. Not for you guys, but in general. Do you see because if you can't watch music, you can't, there's nothing really to do out there. What do humans do? They connect.
Oscar, first of all, the ratio of women to men is 10 to 1, meaning 10 men to 1 woman, okay? There's a lot of lonely fellas
not
across
surprising.
Nevada, all right?
That's amazing. So you would not describe the atmosphere as sexually charged, Sarah?
Absolutely not. There's a lot of older men. I'm sure they're lovely, but they're here in their suspenders. They've brought their trucks. They've brought their binoculars to hang out. There's a surprising number of single paranormal attorneys, which is like so odd. You know, you would become an attorney to get rich and get chicks.
Weird.
Yet they are out here single trying to find UFOs.
Oh my God!
So I read on the internet that one of the main concerns, it's in Rachel, Nevada, right? That's where it is.
Yes.
It's called Rachel.
Yes.
This is a bedroom community, small and not blessed with the infrastructure for the onslaught that they expected. How is the environment hosting all of these attorneys?
Rob, not well. It's really been a mess. I mean, the only thing that they're very equipped, there is a ton of fire rescue, EMS, sheriff's department. There's like so many police. And of course, you guys know me, I'm crazy. So yesterday I went over to some sheriffs. I was like, hey, fellas, you know, what are the nudity laws in Nevada? Because, you know,
hey,
I got
boys.
A nice rack. And they were like, not impressed at all. This is Nevada. They were so uptight. They were like, ma'am, if you take your shirt off, it will be a $700 fine. I was like,
but how many times have you heard that from Charlie Bernie?
All right, well, Sarah, you know, stay safe out there.
Thank you, Jack.
Please do, and we look forward to you making it back to Podcast Village. And what a wonderful update! Thank you for checking in with us before you checked in with TV. We appreciate it.
You got
That's
it,
Sarah
guys.
Frazier, everybody. Thank
stay
you.
Stay safe.
Thank you, Sarah.
Area 51,
thanks,
obviously, that we can summarize it that really nothing going on at all.
Idea that they went out there, that is. That's good radio.
That is.
That's good podcasting.
That's good radio.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. You know? Good podcasting.
Yeah.
It's good television.
Yeah.
And that, you know, it's
I like
going
it when
on.
Shows do that.
I didn't know that until she told me that there were Dutch guys that hopped the fence and got 3 miles in. Quick, we must run. Here come the military police.
And they were easy to spot because at lunch they all paid separately.
I've got a logistics question. Did you get the pictures that Sarah sent Rob?
I just sent them
this morning. I haven't had a chance to forward them yet.
No.
Why wouldn't you forward him to us? What time this morning?
That's the same reason he let me know early this morning, like 6:18, that Sarah was available only at 9 o'clock sharp. Did you know that?
8:56.
No,
8:56. She said.
Send him over.
Okay.
What are we going to talk about? Yeah. Jesus.
Might have done it if you'd been here.
That doesn't stop you from doing your job.
That's true.
I don't do my job. That's my problem.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Before we open the festivities today, ladies and gentlemen, let me offer a few words. Yesterday was the final episode of Political Persuasions, and got a little bit of a buzz on the fan club last night because they love negative.
Yeah. Yes.
And you know, the long and short of it's I made this announcement along with Chris Freites on Political Persuasions. We, when we started Political Persuasions, were going to give the show about a quarter of the year. And we ended up doing the show for almost 2 years. And we did that because it was a passion project and we loved it. It is not always fun for me to say goodbye to something I really enjoy doing it. But the bottom line is that we, you know, we did it longer than we should have. These shows are do not materialize out of thin air, and we take them seriously, and we have to make it a viable enterprise to do a show like that. And we were thinking about this for a very, very long time because it just wasn't gaining the same kind of traction, and it's tough, and it's why podcasts come and go all the time. There are very few podcasts that have the staying power of the Mike O'Mara Show, and for that we are eternally grateful. And we try satellite shows all the time. Some of them stick for a while, some of them don't, some of them last, some of them don't. Yep. And Political Persuasions, unfortunately, it just got to a point where the listenership was not there. That's what it comes from.
Don't get me wrong. It was they had a strong but small following, and I'm not sure if you talked about this, Mike, and I apologize if I'm repeating you or the team as far as facts are concerned, but the idea, like the real deal as far as a political show is concerned, because the news cycle is so fast.
Very fast.
The only way to actually see if it was going to go to the next mile was to do it on a daily basis. And to do it on a daily basis, that just wasn't tenable for anyone's schedule.
Right.
Yeah, it didn't work because we make money other ways, and Chris makes money other ways.
Yeah.
And really, it was a credit to Chris that he hung in there with us, and it was a credit to both of us, and I'm giving myself a pat back here, that Chris and I both gelled, and that was really a relationship that was fostered by Oscar Santana, who said, I've got this guy that I think you'd work well with, and he was right about it, and we had so much fun. We had lots of laughs. We have not shut the door on future get-togethers when the situation warrants, a la, you know, conventions, elections. I would say it's a lock that we're going to try to grab him and bring him in for an election special, because we have to do it.
I'm excited about the idea.
These are interesting times.
I'm excited about the idea of doing a special. I think that is the proper format.
He's a good guy, but this, make no mistake, I'm not happy about this. It's fine to end it, but I put a lot of time and I really put a lot of, you know, months into this show. And it's just, you know, it's not like I can expect everybody that listens to TMOS to immediately turn on another show. Mm-hmm. For those of you that did, because you were interested in the subject matter, I really thank you. And I'm sorry that, you know, when I read sad and people are upset and people think it sucks, I get it. It sucks for me, too. There was just nothing. Nobody was coming to me with any solutions. There were no solutions to make this thing work. And that's the sad part of it. And
needs to be restated what Oscar said.
5 days a week is not a solution.
No.
Yeah.
And what Oscar said
we had made that commitment to do 5 days a week, there was no guarantee the show would have had traction after that either.
What Oscar said, we saw many instances, and the show ran nearly 2 years, that between the time we would record and between when we'd post 90 minutes later, some news would have broken.
The news cycle changed.
Right. It's so fast.
And let me explain the way in a perfect world. The show was basically Chris Freites and Mike O'Mara talking, with Chris Freites giving lots of facts and Mike O'Mara ranting and raving.
Yeah.
That does
Red
not
face
sustain,
rants, Mike.
That does not sustain that kind of show. And in order for us to put forth a program where there were weekly guests and all that, would have required more of a time commitment that I could have spared anybody on this show, because I'm sorry, you know, this is how we make our livings.
Yes.
And I have to put the resources where the resources are going to work. And Chris has to do the same thing. You know, if this show was something that somebody wanted to pop in and underwrite, and we would produce it differently, there would have been much more of
story.
A tapping into the Washington group here, and we would have loved to do it that way. And I'll tell you, it was an experiment for me, and I did learn one thing, that in that arena, I can hold my own, and
I can.
Of course.
And I actually feel good about doing it, and I don't shut the door on any possibilities in the future. It's just my first love, my first commitment, my first passion is always going to be towards this show. This is the show. This show is an extension of my world, and it's an extension
your
of
life.
It's an extension of Rob's world, and it's an extension
world.
Of a very small part.
Well, what it is, it's like a continent for Oscar.
I would say, look,
Australia.
My life is Pangea.
A nice,
we're all connected.
Pretty big continent, not the biggest.
But Oscar takes it seriously too, and he's here every day, and he's slaying the dragon for our business, and he's getting it done. The thing about it is, as I said before, and I said this to Chris, this is the most important thing I want you to take away from me talking about political persuasions. I went into this, I formed a friendship with Chris Freites. Pretty amazing guys that have never even sat down and shaken hands, go online together, and bam, we put this out and we do it for almost 2 years. And I'll tell you something, a year and a half of that was pure esteem for one another. It's the only reason that show kept going, because I liked doing it with him and he liked doing it with me. And it was really, really something that I will always be happy that I did. I do not consider it a waste of time, although I was saying that when we were trying to get the show to get more traction with advertisers and with all that. But no, I truly enjoyed every minute of doing that show. And I'd love it to be, even if I know you're saying 5 days would be the key. But even if we did a weekly show that had the backing where we could really put a production together, I'd love to do that. Even if it was a reflection on the events of the week. It's hard to do, though, because these shows, but it's not impossible. All these shows that you see are weekly shows, but they're weekly shows that bring in newsmakers. And that's kind of what it's all about. So when you see a Chuck Todd or
network television,
you say, that's a weekly show. And it doesn't have to be a daily show. If you get the bet, would that ever happen? You know anything? You know, feel free to give us a call. That's the way I would like that, you know, because right now it's any way you slice it, I don't like anything to go away that I'd like to keep doing. I don't like that. Well, makes me feel like
it's you're also okay with knowing that, honestly, and as I told Chris yesterday, I said, this is not goodbye. I'm sure we'll see each other again.
Yeah, we will. That's that. You know? That I can guarantee you that.
And then Chris said, "New phone, who dis?"
No, he was very
prank call.
He wrote me with a very fine, classy, wonderful text, really alluding to the relationship that we all have here.
He's a nice guy.
With him, and also the esteem he has for you. And I got to tell you that when I first sat down with Chris, over two years ago. I was like, hey, man, like, this is a long shot, but I think we're going to have a blast doing it. And that's the case.
Yeah, we did. And lots of laughs. He got us so well. He understood it. And hopefully down the road, more of Chris Freites and Michael O'Mara
doing that. I hope so, because otherwise, how will people know how you stand politically?
That's right. Exactly. Oh, and by the way, you know, my outlet is gone.
Yeah.
So I'm very sorry.
Look what you did, people.
We are going into the election cycle, and yes, I have
there's
to
going
say
to be
it
one.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
So thank you to my sister for the bumper sticker that she sent me in the mail overnight. I appreciate that. Any functioning adult, you've seen those before. Any functioning adult 2020 going on one of the cars today. So that's
that.
What I'm doing. Yeah. Yes. Thank you. It's cute. Yeah.
Mike, I just got the hot text from Rob Spiewak. I think you should look at it as well, as it's relevant to our guest we just had on. And now we know why he didn't send it to us before the show, because it was clearly going to be distracting to the team. As you're pulling it up on your phone now, you can describe to the team.
Come on, God,
what we have.
God, this phone is a piece of crap.
You know what? I'd also like to say F you to the Apple Corporation today. Yeah.
How dare you?
All right, so I'm looking at is that AJ?
Yes.
Is that who we? There are all these initials. Who are we looking at there in the green?
The first picture in front of the restaurant bar motel, which is Earthlings Welcome, that is Sarah Fraser.
That's Sarah?
Yeah.
And then there's two robots.
Wow.
And then the tanned individual would be AJ.
Sarah looks fantastic.
He does.
Newlywed, wow, Mike. Newlywed.
Wow.
And then my favorite picture.
We get a bikini picture of Sarah. That's just fantastic. They look like they had a blast.
The best picture is the picture of the stage.
The stage looks like
that's not a music festival
no,
stage.
No, it's no, really
no,
not.
No.
She was right about that. It looks like beautiful weather out there, which is
yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
You know where they got that stage?
No wonder
Mike,
he hoarded. No wonder he kept
I didn't hoard
that.
Anything.
Yes,
would you too relax?
Yes, you did.
I saw
it's
some
a
pictures rolled in.
Sending you a picture. You didn't say, if Oscar hadn't browbeaten you, you would have kept those in your phone.
I didn't even look at them. I saw them pop up. I saw them pop up. I didn't know that there was any, as they say, cheesecake in the text. I just saw the pop.
Cheesecake?
Yeah.
Gross.
That's an old phrase.
Don't ever use Jesus it again. Christ.
Well, unless we're ordering dessert.
You would have kept those to yourself. That's yeah. interesting.
That was, right. that was the HBS.
God, if I had those, I would have asked she got the.
Yes. What are you doing?
Just trying to get the show on the air. I'm sorry.
Skin
I saw a text pop
win.
Up.
Skin
saw a text pop
win.
Up. The first time
skin
I saw.
To win. I'm sorry.
That's right. You are sorry. The first time I saw the content of that text is when I forwarded it to you guys.
Can you explain right. to the audience
okay.
what you're looking at?
This is Sarah Fraser and who's the
AJ?
AJ
who works on the podcast?
Yeah, yes. Who was also on
Does AJ work on the TV too, right?
She was on NBC's
Bring the Funny.
Bring the Funny. One of the finalists. Right.
So they're in these hot outfits with all this leg, wearing these cool little green boots, and they've got little bathing suits on with alien faces mm-hmm. on there, and that would have been the entire interview! Oh, hey, what's it like out there? Jesus Christ, I swear to God.
Saved you from a Me Too movement.
Throw those on our Thank Facebook you. Page.
Yes.
We'll steal
or a Me
their
Too
thunder.
Moment.
That's what I meant.
That's what you meant.
That's yes. what I meant.
So they're very hot outfits, and I guess.
And if
the
ratio is 10 to 1, and they're running around in that, can you imagine?
They may never come.
Yeah,
home.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine they see Sarah and AJ running around there?
It's their podcast.
All these guys going, yeah, we'll hang out with you. Yes, sure. Yes, you don't need hear my RV.
Do you need representation?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. No wonder the lawyers showed up. All right.
I need you to sign here, here, and initial here twice.
Yeah. Thank you very much. All right, start the show.
I'm Luke Bryan.
Hi, America. This is Luke Bryan, and I won't be satisfied till I get every one of your redneck dollars in my wallet.
I'm here with Katy Perry, Lionel Richie, and he wears real tiny little jackets.
This is going to work, right? I mean, this is going to be good. Right?
I make my own beer. It tastes like
Take it from country music doofus Luke Bryan.
Hi, this is Luke Bryan.
And I never shave my neck.
From shiny new licorice hats to red Solo cups.
I've got goose flesh.
The Mike O'Mara Shopping Center has got you covered for all your hillbilly shopping needs.
Golly.
Just click the shopping center banner at MikeOMaraShow.com. Ain't that right, Luke?
That dang old internet, man. Click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
The best of O'Mara.
And now. Without further ado, it's time for Oscar's Take. I'll review a comment on the nose of the day that only our Bolivian believer is going to. The views expressed by Oscar Santana do not in any way represent the views of the Mike O'Mara Show, its listeners, or anybody in the United States of America.
Hey,
well, there might be a few people out there that agree with him, but we'll see. And now, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar, on Thursday, Mike, the Situation Sorrentino was released from the Otisville Federal Correctional Facility in upstate New York, where he was serving an 8-month sentence. He said, quote,
did you say Otisville?
Otisville.
That's the town that they were going to name after Ned Beatty in the original Superman movie. When they
Otisville.
Otisville.
Here's the quote from the Situation. We are elated to finally close this chapter of our life. Thank you to our family, friends, and fans for the continuous love and support during this time. It brought us so much peace and comfort. We look forward to He's doing Queen's third person.
Good.
We and the rest of the royal family look forward to continuing our life as husband and wife and working on baby situations.
Ew.
So he's still doing his. He's out, Oscar.
Tax evasion, if I'm not mistaken.
I believe
yes.
right. Yes.
Exactly what it was.
Look, I think the Jersey Shore phenomena is on its last breath.
I believe it was that was a few weeks ago.
Well, no, because they had a dating show that was very popular on MTV. And just even Snooki in her own right is not the influencer we thought she was in the past. Has a podcast, etc. The situation...
Nicole Pelosi?
Yeah, the situation's...
Belize.
My take on the gentleman is that the guy got thrust into fame at a very young age for, as Mike would say, little appreciable talent. And as that happened, it became very evident that he was living this extravagant life with a Bentley, and he was opening up businesses. And his brother, of all people, or brother-in-law, I got to check the facts there, said, hey, this is how you run your taxes. So,
right. Do it this way, Mikey. You'll never have to pay a dime.
Hey, I got an idea. Don't write anything down.
The moral of the story is this. If you're going to not pay the government, first, don't talk to your brother who's not an accountant about how not to pay the government. Right. Two, if you're going to not pay the government, don't go around buying million-dollar houses and million-dollar cars because right. people are going to wonder, hey, what about our piece?
Yeah.
What about exactly. our piece?
Mm-hmm. They'll pay attention to you, right. the situation. You're listening to Oscar's Take, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, Oscar's Take.
Oscar, over a third of Americans in a new survey admitted they're superstitious, including 9% who said they're very superstitious. That's about 1 in 11 people. 66% claim they're either not very superstitious or not superstitious at all. Men were much more likely to say they are compared to women. And 23% of people between 25 and 34 said they're superstitious versus 1% of us old farts over 55. Huh. I welcome your take on this, Oscar.
I feel like superstitions are a bunch of malarkey.
Oh,
malarkey.
My goodness.
Yes. There it is. Yes, and, malarkey.
But I will say this. Some of the most successful people I know in my life are superstitious.
That's so much malarkey.
They either have some sort of the connotation with their numbers.
It's a bunch of malarkey.
If there are numbers in a certain deal or there are numbers that are represented to them in a certain way, they feel like, oh, it's meant to be. I feel like it's a social crutch. It's a confidence crutch when you're superstitious in a certain way. But I would be wrong because whatever it takes to win, takes to win. There are top flight athletes that will wear the same shirt they wore in high school underneath their uniform because they feel like that gives them another, level up on their game.
Yeah, like John Daly.
Yes, an edge. So if it works for you, God bless. Yeah, bottom line.
The back's body spray for that. You're listening to Oscar's Take.
Oh, you're listening to Oscar's Take.
Oscar, Americans will spend a total of $121,082 going on dates over the course of their lifetime. And it doesn't end when you settle down and get married. Spending actually goes up. The average person spends $168 a month on dates, but people who are married spend $186 a month on dates. 28% of people say they'd go into debt to keep dating. And yes, we do tend to overspend on dates just to impress the other person. But that urge ends around date number 6. That's funny. The survey also asked people why they avoid dating, and the price tag did make the top 5, but it's not number 1. Top 5 excuses for not dating: I prefer hanging out with friends. I can't afford it. I'm not confident enough. I'm too introverted, and I don't like meeting new people.
Oh, my God.
Otherwise known, that's the Bloom book. But anyway, you're listening to Oscar's Take.
Can't beat
Oscar,
that, Mike.
I have waited for a long time. This is your story, man.
Thank you.
This is good. I want this one. This might be the story of the week. There is a porn company out of Miami called Bang Brothers.
Oh, I know them.
You can pretend you don't know them, but they have 43 different sites, including Bus, MILF Soup, Magical Feet, on Glory Hole, out in public.
I didn't know Magical Feet was theirs.
They're everywhere. And apparently, they're raking in the cash because they just put in a $10 million bid for the naming rights to the Miami Heat Arena. Mm-hmm.
No!
Right now it's called the American Airlines Arena, but American Airlines just announced they're dropping their naming rights so other companies can bid, and Bang Brothers might be the first. They say they want to name the arena the BBC, which they say stands for Bang Brothers Center. Yeah. But BBC also, of course, is the British Broadcasting Company.
Yeah.
I welcome your take on this. It's fascinating. I don't know
look,
if it's going to work.
The idea that they have the cash to burn for this is not shocking. They are an established media company. They've been around for, I think, roughly 25 years.
Wow. Are they actual brothers?
I don't know the origin story.
Okay. All right.
So I remember at one point there was like a good power ranking of like what these companies were worth. At one point, the Bang Brothers, and this is early, this is when Playboy was kind of still relevant at that point, was worth more than the Playboy empire. So if you put it that way, you got 10 million to put on an actual venue. Why not? Do it.
Do you think they'll get it? Do you think they'll go along with it?
No. There's no, I imagine the Heat is not going to, or the family that owns the Heat, it's like, oh, we're not that hard up for the money.
I don't know. There is precedent. When they ripped on RFK, they're going to put in Jim Skinfield.
Jim Skinfield. Yeah, Mr. Skin. Fantastic. Welcome. All right. That's Oscar's take for the week, ladies and gentlemen. We will take a break.
Throughout history, great men and women have had a little extra. Extra personality. Extra spunk.
I hate spunk.
And even extra hilarity. They've even had, let's just say, a little more to love. Thanks to those that have given us pleasure. There's a place for us. That's why there's a TMOS Ladies and Gentlemen of Larger Carriage fan page. Follow us on Facebook today. And Gary Stein, if you're listening, we'd buy a t-shirt. But you don't have any in our size.
The best of O'Mara.
I guess it's time. We have so much to do today because it is Thursday. So I could sit here for the next entire show and bitch, but I'm not going to because it's time for something about you and not about me, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. It's the mailbag. You got it. Thank you. It's all about you.
All about you.
Eyebrow. It's
all about you, dick.
You. I'm sorry. Slip of the tongue.
It's all about you.
You.
It's
all about you. It is all about you.
She looks wide awake.
She does. She's very alert. She looks surprised. Happy birthday to Joanna Gunn. Wow. That sounds like a celebrity. She is celebrating today probably with a trip to the bad place. Oh, she loves the bells and whistles at her local Indian bad place. That, of course, is a casino that is not down there.
Yeah. No. Is your bad place an Indian bad place?
Yes,
it is. Okay.
The Seminole Casino. Yeah, and haven't been in a long, long time. Sure one. Almost went yesterday.
Yeah.
Almost went yesterday. Well, all day. Almost didn't do a show.
I remember that Tuesday we all gambled big and lost, so.
Yes, for sure. Happy birthday 1 week late to Eric Nace. We would have said it last week, but his sea wife did not submit the greeting. I guess some tasks require a man. That's perfectly acceptable now. By the way, we no longer need to hit the misogyny alarm.
Let's double down on that.
4 years, we don't have to do that, okay? So, 4 years, you know, his pretty little lady, the little missus, sent along the birthday greeting for Eric Nace, and I can say that because, you know, it's Trump world.
Who let her use the computer?
She was a little too busy cooking dinner.
I agree with Oscar
to put that email together.
She'd be in the kitchen making him a nice steak.
Yeah.
Yeah, not playing with those pretty little fingers on the place where they have all like the stocks and the money and stuff.
Oh my goodness, 4:45 in the afternoon, time to straighten up.
Oh, can I speak to myself for just a second?
Shucks.
Hey Mike.
Yes, Mike?
Good move pulling out of the market, douche.
Thank you. All right, very good.
Better safe than sorry, Mike.
Yes, that's true. Happy birthday to Jason Brendel. The buy order's come in today, though.
Yeah, bye.
So I really didn't get screwed.
Happy birthday to Jason Brendel. He's a big fan of a certain type of round candy with a hole in the middle. That boy, we were drunky drunk when we did that at the meet and greet.
Yeah. I even forgot we did that. We did it a lot, didn't we?
Somebody actually brought me up a... No, we only did it once. Somebody brought me a lifesaver.
No, it was Carrie who went to the hockey game. I was present.
Hey, let's do it. Let's do it in honor of the president-elect. Let's do it like Donald Trump. Okay.
Oh, great. Perfect.
All right, so... I think we need a candy. We need a candy that's going to make America great again, Rob.
How about the best candy out there?
an amazing candy. Believe me, let me tell you, a fabulous candy. We're going to bring everybody together now with this candy.
A strong candy, the best candy ever, and one with a perfect, perfect hole made by Americans.
A dynamic candy. The other candies are disasters. They're disasters. This candy will win.
You're going to get tired of winning.
That's right. He was right. Oh, what type of candy?
I would say probably a round candy.
You mean a lifesaver?
Yes, but what flavor?
Wintergreen.
Peppermint.
And traditional five flavor.
The All-Americans present Scott Shannon with more hit music.
WMAK. Nashville.
Trump in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. A bit of double dipping for Amy Hansen. Amy Hansen, your neighbor, Pony? Is that
No, that's Heather.
Oh, Heather.
Oh, don't mess that
yes,
up.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
Happy birthday and happy second wedding anniversary. She loves our show, and her husband, Eric, loves her.
Oh,
that's great.
Very nice.
That's terrific. Belated happy 49th birthday to Tim Fontaine. That sounds like a Catskills comic. Tim Fontaine!
Ladies and gentlemen, the Miami audience is a great. Let's welcome Tim Fontaine!
Tim Fontaine, born in Pittsburgh, moved to Northern Virginia in 1992, and a Mike O'Mara listener for 24 years. Attaboy, Tim.
Nice.
That is wonderful. Now let's move on. Hello, guys. I'm continuing my douchebag 30s behavior way too far into my 45th birthday yesterday by asking Oscar to give me a big birthday boo. Mahalo, Rob Peacock. Rob wants an Oscar boo.
Boo.
Oh, that sounds like I had an appearance this week, boo.
Happy birthday.
You know, Oscar really, Oscar's probably more disabled than any of us this week. Because yeah. Oscar's had the meet and greet for our show, then election night where he did his little thing.
Right.
And so he's probably
Yeah, lifestyle's catching up with me.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
I'm going to Florida this weekend, though, Mike. Florida.
You're what?
I'm going to Orlando tomorrow.
You're going to Orlando?
Yes.
Tomorrow? What are you going to weekend
to Disney? It's Lucas' 10th birthday, and I have to go.
He has to go.
Oh, no. Okay. You're a good son. You're a good brother.
I said, if there's a cash flow situation, Tatiana, she goes, no worries. We got you.
Yeah, you know what? Are you taking the lady with you?
No.
Taking a good lady with
you? No.
Oh, you're going solo?
I'm going solo. I don't want to. She's had a week as well. And I love my family. But okay. Mike, it's his 10th birthday. Somebody's got to
represent. The national anthem. The national anthem I saw online, was that pre or post election?
That was pre-election. Like this
was at 10 o'clock.
We didn't even see the results.
Okay, all right. That makes you know, I had to ask because it would make me feel bad if it was post and good if it was pre.
We didn't even know what was going on in the election, though. It just spurred on. We sang the national anthem at the end of our show.
Make sure you sing the national anthem in Orlando as well.
Dear Mike, Rob, and Oscar, I would like to wish a boss birthday to my brother-in-law, Romy Misla. Is that, am I pronouncing
Rami, it? It's Rami. Rami Misla.
Rami Misla?
Yep.
Rami Misla.
Hey, Rami.
Rami.
I was originally going to request a spin on the roulette wheel for one of his favorite impressions, perhaps John Riggins. That's somebody who knows me.
Yeah.
Uncle Cartoon. You don't know me if you think that's one of my favorites. However, this Saturday night while I was stuck at a Licorice Hat concert with my wife in North Carolina, my phone kept buzzing as I received text after text after text and photo after photo of him hanging out with the TMOS gang at the live show and after party. As a result, I would like to change my birthday request for him to the tape of the King of All Licorice Hats, Trace Adkins, and his timeless tribute to America's pastime. Thanks for the endless hours of entertainment, guys. James Borden Esquire.
Now, do we have to spin for this?
No, we do not.
Just play.
I think we can go right to the tape of Trace Adkins.
Take me out to the ball game.
There we go. Do we play the whole thing or just that?
I think just a taste of the first verse might be nice. He's got such a nice voice, Trace Adkins. He should do an album.
It's the bottom of the ninth. Time to throw a pitch. Swing, bada, bada, swing, bada, bada, swing, bada, bada, swing.
Rob, you ought to do an edit of that so we can get to it without that ridiculous country intro.
I'll have it ready for the next season.
Next season.
You know, actually, just a swing, batter, batter, swing would be fun for baseball season.
Yeah. All
done. Nice
swing, batter, 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 swing.
Boy, an album of his doing lullabies way overdue.
Like, doesn't he endorse sausages as well? Trace
Adkins?
I think
he was...
He had three kinds of sausage.
Did he really?
Yeah, he did.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think he was he's Trump world, though.
I think he's
got
sure.
What?
I don't No. Really?
Surprise. Yeah, okay.
What?
Does he really have sausages?
He's got he's got his own Trace Adkins sausage.
We covered it, I believe.
Literally.
It dates back to when we were in the living room, but I remember three or four different kinds that he had. Yeah.
Hey, that you know when I was quoting that sausage guy yesterday
yeah.
who bitched about the Jimmy D. Is that proprietary ONA stuff? Am I kind of ripping them off?
No, we played that.
It's been around.
We played it. All disc jockeys played it, right?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. So I just wanted to make sure. I'd love to hear that again sometime.
He does
fat
have
man calls Jimmy Dean.
Trace Adkins Hightower sausage.
Hightower?
I don't know.
Trace Adkins, Hightower sausage.
And they've been around for 40 years.
40 years and counting.
Wow.
I'm Trace Adkins. Yes, sirree. I hope you enjoy it, ladies and gentlemen. Let me see if I can find that. No, we don't have time. Anyway, hello, fellas. As I near the midpoint of my plummeting metabolism 30s, I am still trying to get my wife to get it.
I'm so sorry, Mike. They've run out of sausage.
Oh.
We currently have no products available in this category.
This is the worst week ever.
To date, I am failing, I guess, to get his wife together.
Yeah, to get
she gets irritated that I can't say the word face like a normal person. That's funny. And does not understand why I utter odd statements in unfamiliar voices, such as, but you are in that chair. Carla said it to me. Carla said it to me yesterday. That
great.
Was that went after I mentioned the eyebrows. Since I am still riding solo on the TMOS Green Line of comedy, I am submitting my own birthday request. My birthday is on Veterans Day, which as a kid I hated because I had to wait an extra day for birthday cards. But now, as an adult, I am humbled and honored to share a day with the finest human beings our country has to offer. It would make my day if Mike could talk up my favorite song, Working My Way Back to You by the Spinners, and remind everyone to take a moment to thank our servicemen and women this Friday for all that they do for us. Thanks, boys. Keep up the great work. The show is better than ever. That is Ryan in Baltimore. So what did Ryan request?
He wanted to talk up the Spinners.
The Spinners.
Okay, hold on a second. I got something that's in the way here. There we go. I got it out of the way. There you go.
Spinners.
Fantastic. Spinners you want? Spinners you will get, ladies and gentlemen.
1580 KLOU.
Hold on. I hit the wrong button. Let me try it again. I didn't like the way that sounded. Was that loud enough, by the way?
That was loud.
Yes.
All right, here we go.
1580 KLOU.
Hey, everybody. I want to send a big greeting out to the veterans of America. You are the people on the front lines that keep us free, and that is fantastic. I, for each and every one of you, pray, wish, hope with all of my being that a manic despot will not send you to fight in a foreign war that we don't belong in. Thank you.
Yeah!
Had to say it. Sorry.
Speaking of war, Mike, my friend Thomas Booth.
Are you having a war with your lungs?
My throat. My friend Thomas Booth says, thank you for having him on. He is an instant TMOS celebrity. And if you'd like on the TMOS fan club, there's a link for his episode.
Oh, that was Goose.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Pretty
That's
cool.
Wonderful.
Pretty
I would
cool.
Love to do that,
and
Mr.
landing
Booth.
On a carrier is it's filled with anxiety, and I would never wish it on anyone.
Wow.
I will tell you, feedback for that show was overwhelming for me about how many people
loved
did
it.
That. That tells me something. You know, even after all these years, you learn listening to somebody who most guys out there, and I use guys really because when you're a little kid you think about being a jet pilot, people were fascinated with that. And mm-hmm. that would fall into all the other jobs, like, you know, get great cop stories. I've always
yes.
wanted to get Jerky in to do some of his cop stories, but unfortunately it might go to the dark side a little too quickly. But anyway, you can
you mean about the time he got off the elevator?
Look for more of that in the future. I think
yes.
that'll be fantastic. Hello, Mike, Rob, and Oscar. Randy and I wanted to thank all of you for a wonderful Saturday. All of you are wonderful people, so it's awesome to say that we finally got to meet you in person. Randy has been wanting to meet you for about 23 years or so. I'm so happy that you unknowingly assisted me in granting his birthday wish. The staff at the Improv was wonderful. I agree with that.
Yes.
Give them a little ding right there. With helping us get into and out of the show. And Haley from the Mad Hatter is such a sweetheart. She was so kind to find each of you and asking you to come to our table so we could meet you. She didn't have to do that for us. We were going to just be patient and wait our turn to for you to make the rounds. This is the couple that the blind couple that was sitting in the
booth,
and they were wonderful people. Haley even walked us back to our hotel. She didn't have to do that for us. Haley, if you're listening to this, will somebody get this to her, please?
Yes.
And make sure she gets a copy. Absolutely. I've done about a million of these things, and I will tell you something. Your level of professionalism, your level of kindness to our listeners is absolutely unprecedented in the entire time I've been doing this. Never had a person that worked for the venue, and I'm talking about the Mad Hatter, that was so incredibly helpful to me and when it came to interacting with our listeners. She's fantastic, and I will do another event there because that's the way we were treated. And by the way, the Mad Hatter having all of us back for our day drinking marathon and then transforming that entire place into a nightclub, the staff, the bartenders, the quality of food, all of it. If you get to D.C., go into the Mad Hatter. I'm giving them another plug.
Boom, bam.
That's how cool they were. So she was wonderful. If everyone in this world were as kind as all of you were this weekend, this world would be a much better place to live in, wouldn't it? No. We had such
about
a
the
wonderful
same.
Time. Just that, you know, I'm going to be honest.
Wrong day to read that letter.
I'm sorry. I got to say it. We had such a wonderful time. We won't ever forget it. We can't wait for New Orleans. We look forward to seeing you guys in New Orleans. We hope that all of you and your families take care of yourselves and have a wonderful holiday season. Wonderful letter, but I'm sorry. No, I will not. But that's okay. It's okay that I will not.
Other people might. It's
other people might.
They might.
Until next time, Brenda and Randy Horowitz, your number one blind listeners.
Yay!
And they put that in us. So that is fantastic.
Let's get some more blind people listening.
That's right.
We have a lot of blind people to listen. We want more of them. More.
And then we'll focus on the deaf.
The unsighted.
Yep, absolutely. Hi, fellas. I work the graveyard shift at a group home for mentally disabled men. Each morning while I prepare breakfast, I play the previous day's Mike O'Mara show on my tablet. One of the men, Dallin, will hear Oscar laughing and ask, "What's so funny?" I usually tell him whatever is going on the show that made Oscar laugh, such as Oscar is busting Rob's chops about Fallout Boy, or Mike had another run-in with Nurse Ratchet. Usually, he just takes this in without comment, but sometimes he breaks out into fake laughing. You know, like Oscar.
polite laughing.
Since both Dallin and I have November birthdays, I would appreciate it if you could give us both a shout-out by repeating some of his own endearing catchphrases, such as, "Sun come up," "I got an idea, let's do it," and "Meatball sandwich for Dallin."
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. Love the show. Jeff Lesser, and that's wonderful. And Dallin, you behave yourself and keep laughing. moving right along. Hello, Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and the Menagerie of Interns. For years, I have dreamed of receiving a birthday greeting on the Mike O'Mara show, but I can be an introvert, so no one knows or cares what I want. Do you feel that way, Mac? Just out of curiosity, do you feel that no one knows or cares what you want? Just asking, since you're an introvert.
No, I feel that people care.
Oh,
thank you. That's
good.
Brilliant.
Well, that'll clear up.
The letter goes on. I thought about what I would like to request if I were to get a birthday greeting, but realized that all I really want is to say a great big thank you. So I don't need someone to write in for me after all. I can say thank you all by myself.
Selfless.
I've been listening to you since. Yes, I agree. Thank you. That made me laugh for some reason.
You know why? Because you care what Mac wants.
I know. I've been listening to you since the WJFK days. You have moved to Colorado with me, trained for a run, trained to run half marathons with me. Been there when I had babies and stayed up with me and my girls as I tried to get them to eat and sleep. You've been with me through postpartum depression and a divorce from a cheating husband, and eventually my move across the country with a one-year-old and three-year-old to Lower, Slower, Delaware.
Wow.
TMOS was often the only thing that made me laugh on my darkest days. Wow, that is what a nice letter. So for my 40th birthday this Sunday, I am asking for the opportunity to give my heart-filled thank you to each of you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart, and keep bringing the funny. Much love, Lee Clausen. P.S. Pony, stop smoking.
Yeah,
there
Pony.
That's the nicest letter we've got.
Sweet letter.
That's for you,
sweet
Pony.
Letter.
Come on. Hey, come on. And now we move to our is this our final letter?
This is our final letter, Mike, and this might be my favorite letter of calendar year 2016.
Dear Mr. O'Mara Plus Two, Thank you for bringing the funny. I recently purchased your bonus show package, and I loved it. Years ago, I heard the story of how Don Geronimo discovered Mike O'Mara when Mike was a hobo doing impressions for spare change. Being gullible and stupid, I believe this story, but in a way, my stupidity turned out to be a blessing because I was also homeless that year. I spent all of my 2002 pacing outside the Eleanor Kennedy Homeless Shelter with a Walkman turned to 106.7. The idea that Mike was able to make something of himself while living on the streets was a great inspiration.
Look at that. Man.
The show's lie. I really wouldn't call it a lie. I call it a bit. The show's lie and my naivete saved the day and likely my life. Thank you, Mike.
Hey, Mike, according to lore, do you remember what impression it was when you were discovered?
No, I do not remember.
It was Sammy Davis Jr.
Hi, everybody. Altavice, could I have a lozenge, please?
I'm typing this on my iPhone in the two-bedroom apartment that I share with my wife and my dog. I can send the Walkman to Ponyboy if he needs it. Please also keep an eye on your mailbox for my picture of a smiling Rob Spiewak hand-drawn in crayon.
Oh.
Unfortunately, giant Nazi elves art was never my strong point, but I hope you will appreciate it. Your permanent beach towel fanboy, Brad Abood. Well, why were you homeless if you were, related to Joseph? I'm surprised. He makes all those great jackets. I'm surprised.
Great jackets.
Anyway, that's it. We will continue with more.
K-Star Country 99.7 KTMOS Country, driving you loco on the Cattle Drive to Work Show. Good morning, America. It's me, Chuck Wagon, on Spiewak County's Best Country, playing the country hits while you're spraying your stinky pits. Have you ever thought about being a KTMOS talking head? Well, have you? Well, partner, it's easy to do. Just drop us a note at rob@mikeomarashow.com. That's Rob with two B's, doodah. Tell us why you'd be a great talking head, and be sure to include your phone number, and don't forget your name. Oh, what's my name? Fuck you, that's my name. Here's Buck Owens.
You don't know me, but you don't like me.
The best of O'Mara.
Happy Friday the 13th.
Mwah, mwah, mwah. Later on in Oscar's take, there will be a very scary segment.
Should be very, very
interesting. But I don't hold much to spooks and goblins and scary superstition. Bring that up for me a little bit. But I do think about Friday the 13th and what it truly means. And I don't want to alarm anyone in our listening audience. But I do want to say this. Watch what you're doing today. Beware.
Watch out.
Stranger. Perhaps when you're taking that walk from work, the sun's beginning to go down, you might want to walk with a friend. Perhaps if you're going to be alone in your home. You started again?
I did.
Perhaps if you're going to be alone in home for a long period of time, you may want to call a friend and let them know if you're okay.
What if you encounter a cat?
A cat?
Like a black one.
You're mocking
one.
Me.
No.
You're mocking me.
No, I'm just telling people to be ever vigilant.
A black cat with white polka dots.
Doesn't count. Got to be solid black.
A matte black.
Because it's Friday the 13th.
Shiny black.
What I'd like you to do today, go into your home, get a hand mirror if you have one, stand under a ladder with your black cat and break it.
Mirror the cat.
And then walk out on the sidewalk and walk one full block, stepping on only cracks.
That's murder for your mother's back.
And then if your mother's alive, call her and check on her.
Check on her? How's your back, Mom?
That's what I would do. But it's Friday the 13th. What do we do?
I don't know.
Welcome. Hi. How are you? I don't believe in that.
I remember Friday the 13th at its height was when the Jason movies were the most popular.
Right.
Right? You felt like, oh, man, now Jason's going to come after me.
Mm-hmm. I saw that mask in Walmart yesterday.
You did?
Was it on a customer or was it on the shelf?
It was on me for a little while.
Oh, was it?
Yes.
Are you looking for a Halloween costume?
I'm looking for... I'm so confused.
Don't be.
I'm so underprepared on a Friday. I think I have an extra commercial. We are sponsored today by Quip. That is correct.
Yes, true.
Mm-hmm. All right, we are sponsored by the Fruitcake Futures.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. True. We are sponsored by Cornerstone First Financial.
Mm-hmm. Also true? True.
We are... that's where it is. We're sponsored again by Quip.
No, we don't. We don't want an extra Quip.
Thank you. That's all.
All right.
That's all.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That's all.
Clear that up on a Friday the 13th.
Nothing to. Right. That was the bad luck spot.
Yeah.
Rob, I know you have that music standing by.
Yes.
Just can someone explain to me why that Quip spot was at the beginning and also in the middle of my packet this morning? Coincidence?
Mm.
Or could it be Satan's number?
Satan? This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Glad to have you along. I want to say to my bride, I could not bring myself. She put a nice post up yesterday about our 10th wedding anniversary.
You made me laugh. So
yes, I could. I just couldn't. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do what everybody does. The one thing, I've always criticized this, and I didn't want to be a hypocrite, but when I read, 12 years ago, I married my best friend. I've read that so many times that it makes me want to barf because it's just not original.
That's true. I mean?
It's just not original. So when my wife posted a schmaltzy, lovey-dovey, schmoozy post to me, it touched me because she just doesn't do that very often.
Right.
But then I'm like, well, we're getting towards the end of the day, and I said I should probably put something up. Because it is a milestone anniversary, a 10th anniversary.
Okay.
Yes.
But you all celebrated already, right? Before we pounce on you, what happened last? You've celebrated already.
No, we're
correct?
Technically celebrating tonight.
Oh.
Well, Mike, technically.
I thought you took the cruiser, the trip.
The trip. And technically, right? Mike, haven't you been celebrating for the last 10 years?
Yeah.
Every day is a celebration, no?
Yeah, if you want to count that ridiculously
you don't count that?
Overpriced.
I'd count that for 10 years.
That was the 60. That was the
10th anniversary. Yeah, it's a big deal.
But that was not.
Because as you know,
I don't recommend going to those.
The traditional gift for the 10th anniversary, the stomach virus.
Mm.
Yes.
Mm.
By the way, I don't want to offend our friend Pauly Christine, who goes to those places all the time. But I'm not. I wouldn't go back. I wouldn't go back.
Really?
I think it's absurdly overpriced for my life.
I think Pauly makes a profit because he wins a lot of trivia contests.
Okay.
So he brings home a lot of tchotchkes.
But
and
he likes
bottles
those places.
He does.
And the people that like them go again. And again and again and again. They like to be served that way. And I didn't. It just wasn't my cup of tea. I kind of like the Anthony Bourdain method of travel where you go to a destination and you
sometimes
walk yourself. No, I'm sorry. That's not what I wanted to say. No, where you get off the plane and then you.
Mike!
I would be the kind of person, I think you throw yourself into the town you're going to.
Yeah.
One of the best vacations I ever had is when I took my family over and didn't make a hotel reservation in Ireland and went from town to town with kids and went to B&Bs. And that was great because you'd go into a city or a town and you'd go to the local watering hole and you'd
sure.
say, are there any good B&Bs? And they give you a recommendation and that's how you did it. And it was fine for me. It worked. It worked.
I'll have a pint. The kids will have some milk. Where's
right.
the local
the,
watering
hole? Irish
controlled
milk.
Vacation. Yeah. But I will tell you that the vacation that I took was one of the more expensive vacations I took because they give you all that.
Right.
But I don't know. I think that, that we sort of said that would be our 10th anniversary thing. We didn't get big gifts for each other. Well, I got her a little gift. I got her a little gift. And
his name is Michael.
Yeah. There
Michael
you go.
William O'Mara.
That's right.
And and I came home last night after we had our very special 10th anniversary celebration because we did go out. We didn't go to a restaurant.
Oh, all right.
We had joint dermatologist visits.
That's
nothing
great.
Says I love you more than together going out to the dermatologist.
Did you have Wasn't anything frozen fun? Off?
Yes, I did.
Oh,
yes, I did.
Oh, yeah. I was just guessing.
I had
guessing.
Something hacked off and I had something frozen off.
I hope you kept it.
And Carla had something frozen off, too. She had a mole removed.
Mm.
I had a mole removed. And
who makes these appointments?
Carla did. She researched on her little
Yeah, but on your 10th anniversary, isn't that like anticlimactic?
I don't think that would be the word I would use.
Okay. No.
That would be, I wouldn't consider it in any way romantic.
Okay. I would say it's intimate.
Well, I don't. I wouldn't even go that far.
Well, and you, where was your mole?
Ridiculous is a word that pops to mind. What did you say?
Where was my mole? I should have led with this question.
He didn't get my boxers off.
First date.
But he said, hey, you got something on your back that's just a little red. And so chopped it off, sent it off to the lab.
Mm. Okay, good.
And by the way, the lab with my health insurance is called Vinny's Lab. where they not only can check you for skin cancer, but they can also, serve a wonderful hoagie.
Isn't the lab under a castle?
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. It's wonderful. Now you should play that music again. It's under a castle. It's under a very dark, terrifying,
good
scary
news, Mr. O'Mara. It came back benign.
Well, is there anything else that we can hack off your body? Yes, there is.
You go to the lab and there's a glass tank and they're growing you.
Right.
Do you make the deal of no presents, or was it inferred that?
She thought it was a cute thing to go together, and I did not. And by the way, we had our son with us, so we travel everywhere together, and she went in first.
Yeah.
And then I had the little man who was a little overtired.
Mm-hmm.
And when he's overtired, he's like a spider monkey.
Yeah.
Touch, jump, sure. Jump, lie down, stand up, sit up. And then I take him into the doctor's office. And it's like, when I'm looking at him, going, please don't touch the medical waste. Please don't touch the medical waste.
Yeah.
Especially in an office like that. And he's this like that. And then 40 minutes later, he comes in to see me because he lingered with her, as all doctors would, especially a younger doctor.
Yeah.
What younger doctor would want to spend more time? By the way, they come in with me. Hey, you look fine. See you later.
Yeah.
Die. And then, with her, it's like, well, let me go over you one more time.
You see, and Oscar and I are pure class, so we're not going to ask about the location of her mole.
Would you like to know? I had a skin tag or two. Frozen off yesterday.
What's a skin
Sorry, I have skin tags.
What's a skin,
skin
tag?
Skin tags are little things of skin that are little tags
it's
on your
funny.
Body.
I thought
and
of
I
skin.
Have them. I've had them in since my 20s in my armpits, where the friction causes and the fatter you get, the more friction there is, and the more skin tags are. So he went. Zzz, zzz. And by the way, I like that.
Yeah,
because I figured that's the normal thing. You get your little exam, and then he said, "Come back, and I'll do that." No, he knocked him out yesterday with a little freezing thing.
I thought of skin tags actually yesterday because one of the guests on the David Spade show was Judd Apatow, who is slowly turning into Ken Stevens.
Oh,
they
really?
They look just alike now. Yeah. 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 Okay. And so, right, and Ken Stevens, our general manager at WJFK back in the day, had neck skin tags.
Oh, my God.
And once that was brought up, anytime that you were brought
up. Do you have any skin tags, Rob?
I've had them. I don't have any currently.
Have you ever had a skin tag, Oscar?
No, that's why I asked what they are. I still got to look them up.
Okay. Well, no, skin tags are common.
I think it's a Western European phenomenon, not so much for the Southern American.
Really?
I just made that up.
I would love to know. God, I wish. Do you know there are times, seriously, that I wish we had a resident physician who could say, yes, the Latin people are not known for their skin tags.
No, Dr. Masiello, can you look into that?
What do the skin tags?
No, I bet there's some Bolivian.
I'm sure there are.
Like widows that are 70 years old that have them hanging all over their body.
But I think Bolivian widow might be a category.
Bolivian widows probably have
usually
skin tags.
Young and beautiful because they've lost their husbands to the cartel.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. But you know what? If you ask your mother might have a skin tag or two.
Yeah, sure.
Dad
might have a skin tag. It's not a conversation I'm really going to bring up with them, you know?
Well, why not? I mean, I would ask my mom anything. Medically.
I never thought. I mean, please tell me, Mom, you're healthy, but I don't need to get into your skin tag, number this month or this week.
Well, it's medical history, is what.
And you
it is.
Should I mean, know your parents' medical history.
Yeah, because with genetics and all that,
they keep
you
on trucking.
Yeah. Did your mom have any history or your father of ulcers, of stomach problems?
Oh, my dad,
like,
definitely. He's got an ulcer.
All right. Mm-hmm.
So then I get it. Yeah,
that's probably
that.
Where you get it. I think everything my dad had, I've gotten.
Yeah, bad, bad.
Except for the shingles. Dad. My dad had the shingles real bad.
But that's from, and, isn't that derived from chicken pox?
It is. It's the same strain. Yeah. And
he
I
had
think,
them.
I think if you had chicken pox, the depends on how you're treated for chicken pox as a kid, can determine if you have shingles now, I believe.
Oh, wow.
But there's a shingles vaccine now.
Oh, there is?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Yeah, you take it a certain age. I believe it or not. I'm too young for it right now.
Really?
Yeah.
What year do you take the shingles
might
vaccine?
Might be 65.
Well, I'll put that on my calendar.
But it might be 55, too. I don't know.
You know what I hate?
Well, my regular doctor, I don't care, said, nah, you don't need it now. All right, you don't need it.
You know what? I hate the notion, and you see it every now and then, and it was a thing when I think Robert was little, when a kid gets chicken pox,
I believe it's a 21 day period.
21 day?
21 day period.
Oh, Tay.
When you're exposed to when you get it. They do things with kids called chickenpox parties.
Oh, I saw that.
Where they can actually purposely get chickenpox so you can schedule around it.
That's, that you know, seems I've heard of
so
that. That's ridiculous.
Horrible, but it happens.
By the way, speaking of kids and their maladies, there is, I was watching Savannah today, and Savannah kicked it to a reporter, the health reporter, that said they might have a pill now for kids with peanut allergies, which my son has, and
that.
A pill that will dissipate. But then they qualified it to the extent where, you know, you come out with your big headline, a pill that could help kids with peanut allergies. And then the way the kids that took this pill in many cases were able to eat a small number of peanuts.
That's great.
That to me is not a cure.
No, that's good if you go to a baseball game that's been rained out. You just need it for like two innings.
No. I think what it is for the kids that really have it, I've known
that are
kids
exposed.
That, yeah. I've known kids that have had serious, my son does not, thank God, have serious allergies to peanuts where, like, if there's peanut dust in the air, I mean, they can really get.
Yeah, that sign Five Guys that says, hey, don't come in if you have any type of peanut allergy.
Any type of peanut allergy. But
it used to be Six Guys, but one of them had a peanut allergy.
You know, there are people that have to deal with this every day and walk around.
Happy Friday.
With a pen. Just to keep themselves alive.
That was pretty good.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm glad you thought it was pretty good. Way to compliment yourself.
Yeah. Sorry,
I'm defending,
that was pretty good.
Defending myself.
Yes. No allergies.
That was
this
pretty
guy.
Good.
I didn't give it an A plus.
Six guys. Five guys. Yeah. Five guys. Now, the six was killed by the drug cartel. to do a callback on this. This is a typical early morning.
Well,
Friday
think about the the peanut farms, right? Where do the most peanuts come from?
Jimmy Carter.
Georgia.
Yeah.
No, internationally.
Georgia.
Internationally, where do they grow peanuts in it? Bolivia?
No, they have them in Central America and they have them in South America. The Brazilian nut is one of the best nuts.
Oh, the Brazil
out
nut.
There. Yeah, is the best nuts out there. I've actually traveled to Brazil and had Brazil nuts straight from the factory.
Not even looking at you.
I'm not saying it. No.
What's wrong with the Brazil nut?
There is a, we have to address this now. Because
we must.
Rob's looking at me.
I didn't want to look at
you. There is a horrifying racial slur
associated
that was used for years for the Brazil nut.
Yeah. I would rather not know. I'd rather live my life not knowing it.
Then you will not.
You will not. But I will say this.
Rob immediately thought
I'm not shocked that Rob was like, oh my God, racial slur.
Well, I just know this, is that the nuts from the Brazil, all Brazilian nuts are totally hair-free, which is one of their advantages.
This guy. Maddie, this is your hero. This is your hero.
Why am I Maddie's hero?
Since
Maddie hates me the most.
Maddie, this is a perfect discussion for you. And Maddie, my apologies for... my apologies for my incredibly fluorescent head today. With my camera shot, which has not changed at all.
I'm forward, Scarecrow!
Something happened to my camera today that is just weird. I don't know. I can't figure it out, but it's just like, hi. Seriously, I look like some cartoon character in Blue's Clues today. It's just weird. But on the subject of nuts, Maddie will get into this, and Pony will too. Our favorite nut. Everybody's got a different nut that they like more than any other nut. Mm. What is your favorite nut? We'll start with Rob. Rob, what's your favorite nut?
Overall, my favorite nut is the pecan, but a very
really?
Close second.
See, that surprises me.
Oh, it's the best pie. It's so important in fruitcake. It's great
but
for baking.
But I mean,
baking.
As far as like, you don't have to qualify it. It's your favorite nut. It's your favorite. I'm thinking more in terms of like, there are three bowls
for snacking,
of a snacking
nut. For snacking would be a salted almond. No,
really?
No, I take that back. A cashew.
He just named all the nuts.
Yeah, he did. He did. Hey, Porky. What, I'm asking for one particular nut that you like to get. Would it be cashews that you like to eat them? You've given us three nuts.
Well, you were vague in your question. For snacking, yes.
Well, for a pie, it's the pecan. For snacking, it's the cashew. For salted, it's the almond. Well, is it the almond or the cashew?
Mike, it is the salted cashew.
All right. He didn't name all the nuts, but he named some of the nuts. What's your favorite nut?
That was so beautifully put, Rob. Thank you. I a cashew is your go. I think that's a go-to snack.
It's incredible that we're, because mine is the cashew also.
Yeah, well,
so good. I love cashews.
It was also the forbidden fruit growing up, and you should know that I'm somewhat of a nut connoisseur. As, okay.
Look at the company he keeps.
My family, they never bought chips, but they would buy all types of nuts to put out at cocktail parties.
Okay, so I grew like nuts at a party.
So most people had bags of Doritos to jump into. I would break into a mixed nut planners, the party size.
Got it.
Like I would say the tin that was meant for parties and adults, but as a kid, I had nothing else to snack on. So you would see a little kid in front of the TV with a cocktail napkin and mixed nuts. Eating Mike, at 5 years old.
We're a little older. Do you remember that it was in vogue for a while to put out nuts in their shells with crackers and picks? And so people would actually like crack a walnut and dig out the meat as part of the snacking activity.
Well, I know I grew up around people like a lot of work. With nutcrackers and things like that, and my mom probably had those. But I, you know, as far as at a party, I never really grew up around anything other than the nuts that you got out of all the nuts that you were going through. What is
so,
your fave?
We would do this bit where my brother and I would sit there and like drop all the mixed nuts from two bowls into one big bowl, from two tins into one big bowl. And we would take out all the cashews and put them into a different bowl and then put them all back and then seal them back over. The only thing you wouldn't have is the actual tin
foil.
That's
so funny because I would go through mixed nuts. And would I be accurate in saying that the cashew in the mixed nuts?
It was
nuts,
a forbidden, like it was, you just didn't have enough.
But it was never, they didn't have enough.
No,
they didn't. Because everybody loved cashews and they put like the, well, speaking of the Brazil nut, which was not one of my favorite.
See, but I
nuts.
Like the Brazil nut as well. That's my second favorite nut.
It reminds him of his homeland.
Yes.
If you look at a jar, sometimes it'll say fancy mixed nuts, less than 30% peanuts, because peanut is your filler nut in a mixed nut mix. It's the cheapest.
Now, if you're looking at brands, I have a go-to brand. It's High Cotton Peanuts. That is the go-to brand. Go-to.
I say, son. High Cotton Peanuts.
Fantastic.
Yes,
fantastic.
You like why? What's so great about? Do they still make something called High Cotton? That speaking of racial slur, that sounds like it could be.
You see, I don't. Maybe I don't make that connotation. For me,
cottontation.
No.
Doesn't high cotton refer to cotton that is high on the plant that doesn't have to be? You don't have to stoop down to pick.
I believe
that what it is.
I believe in high cotton now. I will check, but I always thought it was a tremendous cotton harvest. When you're in high cotton, you have a lot of money.
Well, look it up and see where the origin of the expression, because I've heard you're in high cotton. So you like cashews as well.
Yes, I like cashews. The issue is the freshness of the peanut. That changes everything.
Really?
Yes, it really does. It really does.
Peanuts, to me, digestively, have always been problematic.
So you had an issue.
The peanut breaks down a lot differently, a lot more differently, I think, than the rest of the nuts. Cashews, I can eat a ton of cashews without any problem.
I remember
whatsoever.
When I was younger and I'd walk into a 7-Eleven and you'd see what was just all salted cashews in one little pouch, and it was like $4. I was like, you know what? No more picking through planters for me. I'm going to buy this bag and I'm going to house this
and
cashew.
And you can go to the grocery store and get a big tall tube of the cashews. That's the mother load. And then you can eat them like it's actual food.
Yes.
It makes you sick.
Sustenance.
High cotton originates from the rural farming community in the antebellum, meaning pre-Civil War South. High cotton meant the crops were good and prices were high too. The term has become generalized to mean one is doing well or is successful.
Oh, sorry about that whole picking thing. I apologize. Yeah. But it was antebellum. So.
Yeah, it is.
Maddie Masiello, favorite nut?
Almonds for snacking, but hazelnuts in terms of flavor and cooking and baking with them.
Oh, all right.
Hazelnuts. Mm-hmm. That's interesting. And of course, isn't Nutella?
Exactly.
Isn't that a hazelnut?
Yes, of course.
Isn't that a hazelnut spread? And Ponyboy Matthew Bloom. Your favorite nut. You will be the final word. Oh, and we have a new intern. Maybe he could weigh
Jordan,
in.
Yeah.
Yes, I'd like that.
Yeah.
You know, I love...
Jordan. Almond. All right. Pony, go ahead. I'm sorry. Yeah,
in terms of flavor, I have to go with just the regular all-natural pistachio.
Oh, look at this guy.
Very good.
You and RJ Diaz.
That's right.
Oh, you know what? Pistachio. Yes, fantastic nut. And our new intern, who hails from what institution of higher learning?
Let's put the headphones on. Let's teach him how to do it. We can barely hear him. You should know that. Please. Somebody help the man out. Help him out.
This is his first day, and already he's learning something.
Yeah, we haven't even grilled him yet. This is Jordan from where is he?
George
from?
Mason.
George Mason. MassCom major, okay, right? Mason.
Yeah. All right, Jordan, your favorite nut.
It is definitely between the cashew and the hazelnut. They definitely like, they have this like.
Is he talking into the mic? We can barely hear him. Speak up, sir.
Definitely the cashew or the hazelnut.
The cashew or the hazelnut?
Look at this man. I like that.
You know what? I'm shocked. I'm shocked no one mentioned the smokehouse almond.
Oh,
the almonds like that. I don't know.
Take the headphones away from him now.
Please.
Don't need him to panel.
Please.
That's right. Thank you very
Thank you. we have to teach the man mic technique.
Hey, here's something for you, Oscar.
If it I used to be able to name every nut that there was. I'd say peanut, hazelnut, cashew nut, macadamia nut, pine nut, pistachio nut, red pistachio nut, natural, all natural. White.
Don't play it. Thank you. Thank you very much. Stop it right there. Thank you. And we appreciate your weighing in, Charlie Burney.
This is Lady Gaga. Hello to all my little monsters out there.
And this is Twitch, and I'm not even really sure why I'm appearing on this promo.
Your name is Twitch?
Well, it's not my real name. You know, it's like a nickname, just like Lady Gaga isn't your real name.
Twitch, is it?
Yeah.
Shut up and go sit down.
Yes, ma'am.
As I was saying, I'm here today promoting the Mark O'Man bonus show.
It's Mike O'Mara.
What?
I said it's Mike O'Mara.
Zip it, Twitch. Another word, and I swear to God. Idiot! A bonus show subscription is the best way to ensure you never miss one hilarious episode. Get it by clicking the banner at MickeyOmar.com.
It's MikeOmaraShow.com.
That's it. I'm out of here.
No, no, no. Come back. I'll be good. Buy the bonus.
God, she smelled just like my Nana. Watch out, that
romance. The best of O'Mara.
Did you know that mixing Coca-Cola and milk was a thing? Did you know that? Did they teach you that here, ladies and gentlemen? By the way, I think I don't know how late I am, so I don't know. A fairly big thing, apparently. The hashtag Milk Coke has been trending online, and people are coming out of the woodwork to say that, yes, they enjoy a little Milk Coke every now and then. Did you know that? We've seen a few people claim it's kind of like a root beer float, or more accurately, a Coke float, where you pour it over vanilla ice cream. Well, I know that one, but I don't know about the milk. It's not, when you think of it that way, it's not quite as gross. This isn't a new idea, though. Diners have been serving a similar drink called an egg cream. Is that what it is? Soda pop and Coke for 50 years?
I've never had it.
I've never had an egg cream in all my years. I've always wanted to. Candy shops in New York were selling them as far back as the early 1900s. Also, the TV show Laverne and Shirley had a running gag in the 70s about how Laverne's favorite drink was milk and Pepsi, because it was actress Penny Marshall's favorite drink in real life. So maybe tomorrow we could try a milk Coke experiment. Would
Full
you be
milk
willing
or we're doing soy?
No, regular milk.
Okay. Whole
like
milk.
Regular whole milk. Whole milk. Rofo, would you be willing to do the experiment? I'll try to do it here.
I'll try. Yeah, for sure.
I think it requires whole milk and a regular Coke. That's what I think. And maybe I
what
can find a recipe.
What about whole milk and a Mexican Coke?
A Mexican Coke would be fine because that's a sugar-based product.
Yes. I've never had that. It's crazy.
I don't know. It's crazy.
We're definitely over now, Mike, as far as the show is concerned.
We are?
Yes.
Oh, let me get right to the kicker then. Here it is. And now a little something, something. Spending time with man's best friend can be a dangerous activity for older adults. A new study shows, though, walking the dog can be a suggested way for the elderly to improve their physical health. The study, published Wednesday in a journal of surgery, found that the estimated number of fractures associated with walking leash dogs has grown by 163% among patients 65 and older in recent years, from 1,671 in 2004 to 4,396 in 2017. Man. On a related note, my homeowners association will start handing out free bubble wrap pants next month. Thank you very much, everybody.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara bonus show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, radio entertainment.